episode 1051, The Sci-Fi Christian, beginning of the year, listener appreciation, Jubilee! Welcome to The Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
And I am Ben DiPaolo. We are back.
We're back, Ben, for something we've been wanting to do for a long time. Since the end of last year, actually. It's the beginning of the year listener appreciation jubilee, and if you've been listening over on the Patreon feed, you may already know this might be the last time you hear this episode, or this type of episode.
This could be the end.
We're thinking about doing a big change here. You did ask me for something. Why don't you quickly tell the listeners what you asked for, and I'm going to go find it in a different source, because I'm having trouble getting to it since I voted.
Since I voted, I see.
I don't have it, but I have what I emailed you, so just tell them what's happening.
I've got it here, actually.
You were able to get it?
I can switch between.
Okay.
Yes. So we have episode of the year on top, but I don't think we should start with that.
Just start from the bottom.
Bottom up?
So listeners, you may know this is the first time we're doing it as the beginning of the year. We've always done it end of the year. This time we're capturing everything all the way from basically fall of 2020 through all of 2021. We had a selection committee who I want to thank. Thank you, selection committee, who helped us put together the nominees. Then we had the poll posted with all the nominees that have been put together by the selection committee. And Ben, you've got the results. I do not know who won. I did vote, but I don't know who won.
All right. Well, good job voting. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Episode title of the year is our first category.
And this one doesn't have to do with the content, just how the name sounds.
Right. So we had, the options were episode 869, Bad News from the Tom Cruise Cruise and Other News. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Episode 934, Tom Blows a Fuse on the Tom Cruise Cruise and Other News. Episode 938, Old Book Curationism. Doesn't roll off the tongue, no. But I like it.
Yeah.
Episode 944, Surprised by Pope. Episode 980, I've Had Enough of These Nephilim. Episode 984, It's Time for No Time to Die Time. I'm proud of that one. Episode 989, They're Dune 2 and Other News. Do you remember who you voted for? I do not.
I don't remember, but right now the one that made me laugh the most was the Nephilim one.
So the winner was Tom Blows a Fuse on the Tom Cruise Cruise and Other News.
that's a good one, too. Okay, all right, great. Congratulations.
Excellent. All right. Next up, we have Sci-Fi TV Show of the Year. And I did a little bit of a pivot on what you had sent me because I was disgusted by the options.
Okay.
So I added an additional option in there, which I voted for because the other options either I hadn't seen or did not approve of.
Can we hear the options?
Yes. Foundation, which really? Invincible, I don't even know what that is.
It's an animated superhero show on Amazon.
Loki, Station 11, which I've heard is actually quite good, but I haven't seen it. Sweet Tooth, WandaVision. So those are the options. Mm-hmm. I was disgusted.
What did you add?
I added Midnight Mass.
Oh, wow. And Midnight Mass won?
Midnight Mass is the winner.
Wow.
With nice 33% job. Of the vote.
What a great addition, then.
So thank God.
And that one has some double meaning because it has to do with a church.
That's true.
Thank God that is.
Right.
Midnight Mass. All right. You didn't even have to give me that disclaimer because I didn't remember what was listed. I don't remember any of the nominees, actually.
Okay. Sci-fi movie of the year. The nominees are Dune Part 1.
That's the winner.
Do we need to go further? Well, I'll tell you the other things that got nominated. The Green Knight, which is actually a really good movie. I highly recommend it. The Matrix Resurrections, No Time to Die, and Spider-Man Nostalgia Crap.
Yeah, I know it was. So No Way Home was up there, but guess what? I did vote for Dune 1.
Yeah, Dune 1, easy.
Okay.
That one with 86% of the vote.
It is the best.
Funniest sci-fi Christian episode or moment of the year. I gotta switch my tabs again for this one. Episode 857, Have Yourself a Kooky Little Christmas, which I think was our
intro.
Inaugural.
I think that was intro episode.
Episode 902, Unweaving the Wheel of Time, Book 8, Our Favorite Fish, which let me just say, if you skip the Wheel of Time shows.
If I give it a title, that means it's worth it.
That one you
and I think there's two or three.
Episode 956, Top 3 Dreams. You don't even have to know anything about that to know what a low effort episode that was. Episode 980. I've had enough of these Nephilim. And episode 1015, Kooky Christmas, Joy to the Inverted World.
It's got to be the original Kooky Christmas, the intro episode.
And the winner is the original Kooky Christmas by a mile.
Yeah, and listeners, for a special treat. Yeah, I just realized you could have said Kooky Christmas in July, and we could have saved it for next week. But Ben has prepared an episode that we're doing next, and the next episode in the feed will release it on June 25th, which will be 6 months since Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a mid-year Kooky Christmas episode coming up in the next episode.
It's going to be a good one.
I'm really excited.
TV show review episode of the year. This had two nominees.
Oh, boy. What were the two choices?
Delving into Dark.
Oh, I love Dark.
And 10 years later, Lost Review.
Oh, please let Dark have won.
It did, but it was close.
How close?
One vote.
Yeah, Dark. Wow, that's crazy. That not a replay, because it never was in the main feed before, but I feel like even the conversation in the Dark episode would have been much better.
I would agree. That's a little disturbing, listeners, that it was that close.
Maybe they're telling us that they want us to do more Lost episodes.
Not great taste. All right, book review episode of the year. Episode 882, Pondering Piranesi. Episode 884, Moby Dick Read-Along Intro. Now, of course, this is just the intro, not the whole Moby Dick Read-Along.
Which is available on the Sci-Fi Christian Uncensored feed.
Episode 935, A Peek at Perot. Episode 972, Deep Dive on Dune Messiah Intro. And the winner was...
Wait, let me guess. I think I probably did the Moby Dick intro episode. That's my prediction.
It was the Moby Dick.
Yeah, listeners, this was the best thing we did last year, and you had to pay for it. I'm sorry. So if you want to check that out, it's at patreon.com/thescificristian.
It's a little dirty.
Well, that's why it's on the uncensored feed.
Yeah.
I was very interested in reviewing the book, but I asked Ben if we could do it on the uncensored feed. That way, I mean, it's not all dirty, but there is dirty aspects because of Ben.
Well, I mean, we have a dirty limerick contest that we did with the listeners. And it's actually a shame that it is. On one hand, it's a shame it's dirty because it's so good.
I know. Like, you should go back and just edit it. You should edit it out.
I'm not going to edit it out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, the dirtiness is part of what makes it fun. Like, that's where the fun came from.
I don't know. I feel like... We could have done it clean, but I knew you needed your freedom.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right, you guys know why. Movie review episode of the year. Episode 804, Time to Travel to Tenet. 847, Jawing About Jaws. 919, Searching for the Searchers. I think you know what we lean on when we get lazy with the titles. and now here's an example of where we had a good idea.
Yes.
942, Yu-Hoo Nosferatu, our movie review.
I thought you were going to say Searchers was a good... I think I may have voted for Searchers because I didn't like the movie, but I liked our conversation so much.
Yeah. I'm specifically talking about the titles here. 984, It's Time for No Time to Die Time. 990, Dune Part 1, We Loved You a Ton movie review. There's 1, 2, 3 colons in that title. Dune, :Part 1, We Loved You a Ton, movie review. So that's impressive.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, I don't think it's grammatically correct, but that's okay. 10:14, The Matrix Resurrections movie review.
You know, I used to feel like, because I do the titling, and I used to feel like I kind of be careful with those titles, so I would use hyphens sometimes. And then at some point I said, I really like colons better.
I'm a hyphen.
So I go all in on that. Okay.
The winner was Dune.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
Which I suspect people base this more on the movie than on the review, because you're correct. Searchers was a very good conversation. All right, countdown episode of the year. This is two more here.
This is why. Is it dragging for you?
No.
Okay, I feel like you were getting a little bit bored, and I was thinking, well, here's a good. If we were to do this again in the future, we'd cut back on almost all of these categories.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Episode 838: Top 5 Books for People Who Don't Like Books. 887: The Runtime Count Up 1 to 50 Minutes.
I wonder why that one.
Episode 918, Our Favorite Sci-Fi Movies A to Z.
I love this one. This is this was my idea, but I did love it. Did you like that episode?
I did.
Okay.
956, Top 3 Dreams. Episode 994, Scary Movies, Scary Cozers. That's a good title.
I remember I just wanted to call it like Scary Movies 2021 or something. You're like, no, let's put their name in there. So we did it.
sci-fi movies A to Z.
I won. What did you vote for? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
What I like about that is that idea we can reuse for multiple things. Just like, for example, if I watched horror movies, we could do favorite horror movies A to Z.
And here we go. Episode 855, Falling into the Simulation. This is for episode of the year. Episode 929, the 10-year celebration interview. Episode 938, old book curationism. 944, surprised by Pope. 958, the history of the sci-fi Christian, season one.
Man, there's some good episodes there.
997, business advice from Ben.
Oh, man, I like that one.
And episode 1000.
Okay, before you say anything about this, now what's on the line right now, what Ben's about to announce, is what will be the final nominee in our upcoming best episode of all time.
Yes.
Episode. And that could, I kind of see that as a great way to just wrap this up. And maybe we don't do end of the year or beginning of the year jubilees anymore.
But it's not for all time because it's.
Yeah. Yeah. Or so far.
So
we'd have to put
through
so far.
A thousand.
Yes. You're right. No, yeah. More than that. Like through 2021.
Oh.
Yeah. But
this episode isn't a nominee for it, is what I'm saying.
This current episode?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. We'd have to figure out how to title exactly. But every past episode of the year winner is all going to be, they're fighting against each other for the most favorite.
What do you think won?
Of this one? There were two that stuck out to me. The simulation one stuck out to me. There was one in, Surprise by Pope, I loved. The business advice one was great. I think it's one of those three. Am I correct?
No. Episode 1001.
Really? I mean, that's great. What a solid.
That's people, I appreciate the sentiment because they're voting for us. But it wasn't our best episode of the year. It was fun.
It was a fun episode.
But it wasn't, it wasn't the top.
Yeah, so.
I hope it doesn't win all time. That would be disappointing.
I don't think it can. I mean, unless people don't remember some of those old episodes.
Yeah.
But no, they have to. I replayed all of them last year.
What if people are just voting for the highest number?
Do they? Oh, they don't realize what we're asking?
Right.
Like, no, not the highest number, just your favorite of
those. Yeah.
So, yes, listeners, I'll soon be putting together what is possibly our final poll, where I'm putting all of these episodes up against each other. I think, so Ben and I have been changing some things up. If you heard on the Patreon feed last week, we had our likely last episode of Inside the Hoop, as we did the beginning of the year, Listener Appreciation Jubilee over there. We're trying to not do things just because we always have done things, and we just want to have the best. So
that's right.
You probably noticed news is happening much less.
Yeah.
But I think we have possibly higher quality episodes coming in the main feed, but maybe not as many episodes in the main feed.
Certainly not
as many as last year.
We've talked about it, like letting things go their natural course. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the season of kooky Christmas right now. Someday it won't be.
Yeah.
Someday we'll say we don't want to do kooky Christmas this year, and it just won't happen, and that'll be fine.
So, listeners, let us know your thoughts on changes. What do you want us to change? Is there anything you hate that you want us to stop doing? Or anything that we're saying we're going to quit that you want?
New hosts.
Well, that's all from here. Thanks for joining us here for this Jubilee. Maybe the last one. Who knows? We could just change the format so we just do episode of the year. We don't have to do all of those categories. So we'll see. It has been getting trimmed down more and more over the years.
It's true.
It used to be even bigger if you thought that was long. But for now, that's all from
that
here.
That was fine.
I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we're the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
Signing off.